It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. We'll have another news update coming up at the top of the hour. Hoping to be able to make contact with Navi this morning to get you a little fish bites, which we will do in its usual spot coming up here in a few minutes. The tough part this time of year is catching him in between ski runs when he isn't taking advantage of new snow, which, again, we're recording this program on Thursday, middle of the day, and it's raining downtown. My wife is up on the ski hill right now and tells me it is snowing up there, which is great news. Next hour, I just want to remind everybody, we're going to be talking skidjoring in the Heber Valley. Joe Loveridge is going to join us. They've got a skidjoring event that's coming up in the month of February. And just coincidentally, we're going to talk more about what happens up there in the Heber Valley. Midway this time, Wasatch Mountain State Park. Kathy Donnell is a park manager and naturalist there. I feel bad, Kathy, to be honest, because you have so many activities, and yet we seem to connect few times during the season, sometimes not at all. But people really need to know the fun that takes place up there.
They really do, because we have a lot of fun, especially when we have the snow in the wintertime.
Yeah, and because of that snow, you were telling me, as this interview airs on Saturday, it's going to be a busy day because of the snow, probably.
Yes, it's going to be busy because of the snow, and we also have the Bigfoot snowshoe race going on. So they have races like 5K, 10K, 30K, 20K, 50K. So it's, you know, going all day. So just be aware that if you are coming up to ski or snowshoe, the parking lots will be fairly busy and the visitor center will be busy.
How long have you been up there? It's a while, isn't it?
Well, I've been with the division for 25 years. And I've been at Wasatch for now 12 years.
Yeah,
12 years.
Yeah,
so,
long time.
Yeah,
long
been great.
Time. Many people, and sadly this is true of not just Wasatch Mountain State Park, but of many of our state parks, just don't realize that they're still open during the winter months and that there are activities to be had.
That's right. There are. I know a lot of them are doing winter festivals. We had our winter festival a couple weeks ago, but I know East Canyon and Bear Lake, I think, are having some. And so, it's different because it's snow, but it's just an amazing time to be out in the parks. And, you know, we do a lot of activities where they're guided, and so people can feel comfortable being outside, talk about gear that you might want, or, you know, rent our snowshoes and skis and get familiar with all of that stuff. We also have our cabins open, so people can come and stay overnight in the cabins. They can go to reserveamerica.com to reserve those, and snowmobile or snowshoe or fat tire bike right outside the door of the cabin. So
yep.
really great fun.
Talk snowshoeing for just a minute here. I've never been up to be a part of your, I think you call it a midnight snowshoe event, but I have taken snowshoes at night to get into a yurt for dinner, which was fantastic up at Solitude.
Yeah.
That's a big deal for you guys, and you had one this week. Unfortunately, by the time this interview airs, it will have already taken place. Are there more coming?
Yeah, we have one on February 23rd. So it's a moonlight snowshoe hike,
moonlight.
Not a midnight snowshoe hike.
That's a good thing.
I will not be there at midnight. But moonlight. And you know what? I think the moon's going to come up so beautiful tomorrow night. Or it came up Friday night. And then hopefully on the 23rd, it'll clear up. It's awesome because when we do it, it seems like the moon always ends up showing up.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's been cloudy or snowy. So just a really fun time to be out and seeing the park at night.
All right. Sorry your heart sank there when I said midnight snowshoe. Yeah. You probably wouldn't get a lot of participation in that event.
Probably not.
When we talk skiing, we're talking cross-country skiing, and so you have more than one course there, I think, don't you?
We do. We have we groom the golf course. So we have the lake course, and then we have the mountain course. So the lake course is about 3 miles. And it's great for beginners because it's fairly flat, and it's, you know, a good chance to really just get out and try it. And then the mountain course gets pretty steep, so you want to definitely have a little bit of skill if you're going on the mountain course. But we also, when we groom it for classic track skiing, and then we also have the skate skiing. So if you're a skate skier, the mountain course is awesome.
All right, let me ask a dumb question. What's the difference between the skate ski and the other?
So skate skiing is a little bit more like ice skating. So you're pushing off and you're going back and forth and you can get moving pretty good. It's a full body workout.
Yeah,
so
no kidding.
It's a great exercise. And then classic is, you know, just kind of walking and sliding, and which is still a great exercise. Low impact, great cardio, and affordable. So,
how long have you had fat tire bikes up there?
We've had them 5 or 6 years probably. We have 4 bikes that you can rent, and you can actually take them out on the course as well.
As long as you play nice with the skiers, probably.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Stay to the left.
Yeah.
yeah.
You have annual passes, but you also have daily passes.
We do. Yep. You can buy just a day pass for $10 at the visitor center, or you can use parkspass.org to get your day pass. And then you can also buy an annual pass, and they're good from January to December. So get them early.
So the monthly pass is $30 for 30 days. Goodness, you can't beat that. And the annual pass is $175. Come as often as you want.
Well, so the season ski pass is $75.
Okay.
And then, come as much as you want, non-refundable. And the monthly ski pass, that just gets you on the track. There's also, we have the annual pass for state parks as well. So
I always fall into the trap of assuming that everybody knows where Wasatch Mountain State Park is, but they may not. So tell them how to find you.
We are in Midway, so Heber into Midway, just on the backside of Brighton, Guardsman's Pass, which you can't get over by car right now. But, you know, it's really quite close, just outside of Park City, and it's just a whole different world over there. We get a lot of the skiers taking the day off coming over to Wasatch to play.
Yeah, I'm sure. How long do your winter activities last, or is it totally dependent on Mother Nature?
Yeah, we plan pretty much into February, but once March hits, it's pretty much done. I mean, every now and then we might get something going on, but typically March starts melting pretty good. So,
what's the best URL to send them to on the web?
Wasatch Mountain State Park is the best place. For other state parks, stateparks.utah.gov, and then, you know, they can get to Wasatch or any of the others as well. So. And our Facebook page, too. It's Wasatch Mountain State Park.
Yeah, there's always fun stuff up there as well. Lots of things to do, and just a good excuse to get out. This weekend looks like it's going to be spectacular with new snow, hopefully, on the ground, and some sunshine to go along with it. All right, Kathy, thanks. I'm glad we connected. Let's do it more often.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Kathy Dunnell, a park ranger, naturalist up there at Wasatch Mountain State Park. You may remember when the group of crazies that I hang out with from time to time did our 43 state parks in 72 hours. It was one of our stops, although it was kind of a blur because many of our stops happened in the middle of the night. We could have gone on a midnight snowshoe trek, actually, that night. We'll take another break and come back with Fish Bites next.